Item five is executive session.
Mr. Chairman, before we go into executive session, I'd like to...
The purpose of this executive session for our guests is to update the board on where we are with regards to the divestiture policy that was talked about, and the board set us on a course to go look at the policy and the methods that we'd have to do and come back and talk to them. And we'll broadly mention a couple of things that will allow us to go form as far as the leasing methodology and the legal disposition of this of a disputed piece of property. And that'll all be discussed, not the disputed piece of property, but the methodology and so forth will be discussed and open as soon as this is ended. Secondly, we're going to bring out before you a new lease methodology that is more favorable to the BRA and to the leasees. The new lease methodology will not only be based on the accurate land values, it will ease the transition going to market rates. We plan to discuss the legal issues in closed before developing and some of the specificity in the open part of it. And lastly, we'll discuss adopting a new lease form, or a time frame that will go from 20 to 10, which basically returns to where it was before we went to the 50-year methodology before divestiture. And then we will, this action is for two reasons. One is because that if the lease or if the divestiture methodology, if we're not able to come up to some compromise or some way to get to point A to point B, and it's forced on us, well, then we need to position ourselves in order to where we don't are not put at a disadvantage. I've said before, this is a strange and a different environment. We've attempted to go through some of these things. I was yesterday, for whatever reason, I was reading a book, and it kind of made me think about kind of maybe where we are in time. Copernicus, back in 1500, was put a theory together that says the solar system as we know it in the 1500s is not as it seems. The solar system evolves around the sun, not the earth. Well, he was chastised, put in jail. He was frail and chose not to fight it. Some 100 years later, some guy named Galileo figured out he was right, and he challenged him, and he was right. The subject is, or the methodology here of change is that it will happen, but we need to do it smart. And while it is unpredictable, I say this every time that we come here, we'll do it in the most legal, constitutional, and ethical and fiduciary responsible way that we can give you the information for the board to make the right decision. That's all I have, sir.
Thank you, Phil. At this time, the board of directors will conduct a closed meeting and executive session. If you're not specifically involved in the presentation of the executive session agenda item, please excuse yourself from the boardroom at this time. The board of directors will now enter into executive session at 9:07 a.m. We'll reconvene an open session at 10:16 a.m.
What time did we go into open session?
9:07. Item 7, possible action on any items discussed in the executive session. We're in open session now, board. We have two resolutions to be presented to the board. I call for the reading of the resolution.
Just one. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes staff to prepare and execute a lease agreement with Mayday Lakeview LLC.
Board, you've heard the reading of the resolution. Do I hear a motion?
Move to pass resolution.
Second.
Hughes, seconded by Mr. Clement. Call the roll, please.
Pina?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Blatter?
Yes.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian? Director Garcia? Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Stagg?
Yes.
There was just one?
No, there was just one.
One resolution, right.